Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
If you recall, two times ago, we spoke about the fact that there's something in halacha called pat haba'a b'chisnin, which is either, anyone want to remind me? Look in the top of the source sheet, left side, and you'll see what it means. We're in Simon Kuf Samech Chet, I want you to remember that, 168 in the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. And the Shulchan Aruch says that pat haba'a b'chisnin is not exactly bread, but it could be bread. Remember? And he says, what is this pat haba'a b'chisnin? And he brought three definitions. We called them the borekas, apple pie pshat. Two.
Cracker.
The cake pshat. And number three,
the cracker
pshat. Very good. And during the shir, we brought various different ways to understand pat haba'a b'chisnin. Do you recall what the halacha is with these things? Apple pie, borekas, crackers, and cakes. If you eat them as a snack, if, however, you eat them and you're koveya se'uda, hamotzi, and obviously benching. What's koveya se'uda? How do you make it into a meal? We brought two different understandings. One is, we don't care how much you eat. Is it for you a snack or a meal? When you will go eat whatever it is of these three things, you eat apple pie, is it a snack, dessert, or is it a meal? And the other pshat says, no, you have to eat a certain quantity. And there was a machloket what the quantity was, and we added in, what we'll add in at the end of the shir today, that the quantity maybe not just be by grain, but rather if you have a plate with crackers and egg salad and tuna salad, perhaps it all comes together into one. That's what we said last time, and that's in general the rule. So if you eat, let's say, pretzels, or you eat cake, or you eat cookies, those are the rules. And during the shir, everyone kept on saying, well, what about pizza? What about pizza? And I said, pizza next time. Because pizza is a problem. And I'll show you why. Look in the top of the source sheet. In my source sheet, when I have a chart, one against the other, what does that usually mean? A machloket. Those are in the shir for a while knows it's a machloket. Now a machloket can be between the Rambam and the Rosh, between the Rif and the Rashba, between Rashi and Tosfos, Ramah Shulchan Aruch. What is the difference between all those machlokeses and the one on top of the source sheet? This makes everyone look at the source sheet.
Pashtida.
No, that's not the problem. On top of the chart it says Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Siman Kuf Samech Chet. Hilchot Ptsiata Pat. How do you break bread? Seuda, meal, or Birkat HaMazon and benching. The same Shulchan Aruch, the same Rav Yosef Karo, seem to be talking out of two sides of his own mouth. So this is not a machloket between the Rambam and the Rashba. This is a machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. On the left side of the page is everything we spoke about last week. Pat haba b'chisnin, yesh mefarshim the apple pie pshat, yesh mefarshim the cake pshat, and yesh mefarshim the cracker pshat. And we all know the laws and the regulations of pat haba b'chisnin. On the right side of the page, Simon Yud Zayin, after in Simon Zayin, he said everything we spoke about last week. In Simon Yud Zayin, how many simonim of that later? Seven. Ten? Seven? How many?
Ten.
Ten, Baruch Hashem. Today everyone drank coffee. Ten simonim later. The same Shulchan Aruch, in the same chapter. We're not talking about somewhere else. Same chapter. Ten simonim later. Excuse me. Si'ifim later. Same chapter. Says as follows. Pashtida. Anyone? What's Pashtida? So in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, Pashtida sometimes means a casserole or a kugel. Okay. In this particular concept, we'll see what he says. Hane'efa batanur. Pashtida means dough that you bake in the oven. Bebasar o bedagim. And you have in it meat or fish. O begvina or cheese. So give me an example.
A calzone.
Franks in the blankets or non-Jewish pigs in the blankets. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Does he say that koveya seuda, not koveya seuda? No, simple. In my place of work,
And my dear colleague, Rabbi Benji Myers, and my dear colleague, Rav Dani Appel, and my dear colleague, Rabbi Tzal Safra, every time they serve Franks in the blankets in my place of work and I actually go eat lunch, I always tell them, you have to wash and bench. They say, what are you talking about? Where did you come up with this nonsense? And that's not all they say. I say, well, I'm trying to be nice. We're in a shul. I say, well, it's a Shulchan Aruch, right here. I'm about to save them. Don't worry. I'm not going to just mention their names. But it seems very clear that in this particular Seif Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch said, everything I said about apple pie and cake and crackers do not apply to anything that has meat, fish, or cheese in it, on it. So, if you have a piece of dough and you connect to it cheese, such as a calzone, such as a pizza, such as Frank's in the blankets, such as Borekas with meat inside, the bracha is very clearly hamotzi. Right. In other words, how does the Shulchan Aruch view all of those things? He doesn't view it as Frank's in the blankets. He doesn't view it as a snack. What does he view it as?
From you.
From our perspective, a sandwich. That's what it seems to say. So it comes along the Taz, right on the bottom of the chart, we'll just finish, and says, the Shulchan Aruch, you're speaking out two sides of your mouth. V'kaimalan, ha-masik b'Shulchan Aruch le'el siman zayin. 10 se'ifim ago, just 10 lines ago, that's on your left side of the page, we learned, de'im yesh milui be'isa, if you have a piece of dough, apple pipe shot, and in between you put something, ha-ve'pat be'kisnin, ve'en lacha milui gadol yotel mipashtidah. So when I looked at Franks in the Blankets after learning Siman Zion, I said, oh, Franks in the Blankets are Pata Babikisnin. If you're Kovea Seuda Hamotzi, if not Birkata or not, then Hamizonos. And now you're telling me, wait, oh, that was true with apple pie. All of a sudden, when you get the fish and meat and cheese, it's Hamotzi. Stira on the Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
I think in the context on the left side, when you're listing all the possible variables, that might change the parameters when you're listing what seems like a meal item all by itself on the right.
Okay,
side.
We're going to get to your answer. So there is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no question. On the one hand, the first pshat in the Shulchan Aruch of the three of what Pat HaBabekistin was, and I quote it again from the left side, Pat Shasui Kimin Kisim, Shememalim Otam Dvash Sukar Ve'Egozim Ve'Shkedim Ve'Tavlin, namely you have dough, and in between you have something in between. He says it's Pat HaBabekistin. It could be mezonos, it could be amotzi, we learned it last week. On the other hand, he says, that same scenario, if you fill it not with nuts or sugar, but you fill it with meat or cheese or fish, it becomes amotzi, there's no question. How do we answer this particular contradiction in the same Shulchan Aruch, the same Rav Yosef Karo sitting in Tzfat, writes two different contradictory things. So let's see. Left side of the page, the Taz answers. Ela devadai bezeh din kisnin. Says the Taz, listen, Rabbi Myers, Rabbi Appel, Rabbi Safra, you're right. It's pata babi kisnin. It's exactly Siman Zayin, but, he says, v'ikavasuda mevarech hamotzi, v'azek ha'amar, da'havi amina, da'pashtida zo, afilu kavasuda, lo yivarech hamotzi, mikoach de'basar ikar, kamash malan, delo. The Taz says, forget about the fact that he said hamotzi. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say that in these three cases it's a motzi? Because it's a pata babi kisnin, and you would have thought, well, when you eat meat with a piece of dough, let's say Franks in the blankets, what do you really want? The meat. So maybe the bracha would be shahako, because we have a law in brachos, ikar v'tafel. What's the important thing for you? And what's the tafel? Namely, what is the main course and what's the side dish? You would have thought if you have Franks in the blankets, it's not a pata babi kisnin, because all you want is the meat. The bread, the dough is on the side. Kamash malan, no! It's the regular law of pata babi kisnin. So why did the Shulchan Aruch write in a separate seif? Why did he write that this is a motzi? Says the Taz, because usually you're kovei seuda on it. You don't eat a piece of dough with meat in it for a snack. It's dinner. Because it's dinner, therefore, it's usually a motzi. Namely, when Rav Yosef Karo lived in Tzfat, he said, this is Pata Babi Kisnin, but every Tom, Dick, and Harry that lives in Tzfat is Kovea Seuda on these kinds of things. So he wrote a motzi. But if a case scenario came along, and 500 years later, where there's something called Franks in the Blankets, and you eat it at a smorgasbord, not as your main meal, but as a snack, says the Taz, according to his understanding in the Shulchan Aruch, what would be the bracha? Mizanos. That's what the Taz says. And he goes on and on and on, and he says, and I quote at the end, El Barur de Ein Chiluk. There's no difference. The Kemod de Basar Vedagim Shebaim Lela Petapat. In the times of the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch, how did they eat a meal? Today we ate Kamoitzi Lechem in Aretz on Friday night. And you eat a piece of challah, and that piece of challah stays on the table, and hopefully you eat a kezayit. I don't even know if you get to that. A matchbox much. And then you eat your gefilte fish, your soup, your chicken, your vegetables, your carbohydrates, and then your dessert, and then your coffee and your tea, and then you bench. Why do you bench? Because you ate up crumb at the beginning of the meal. In the times of these particular rabbanim, how did they eat a meal? They ate 6 pieces of bread with hopefully a piece of chicken in the middle. They weren't as rich as we were today. And number two, they had different ways of eating. So says the Taz, that indeed these things are there to make the bread better. You don't just eat bread. You take the bread and you eat it with something, with a little jam, with a little butter. So you take the bread and you eat it with meat. Just like today, many people take their challah and they eat it with what? Usually not with the meat or the chicken, but with the what?
Fish.
The filter fish. Why do you eat hummus? To make the bread better. So he says that's the way it was with meat. So those, like, these things come to make the bread better. The same thing with the dessert. You have an apple pie. Why do you have an apple pie? To eat a piece of dough? Yes. You want to have something in your stomach. But you have the apples in the middle in order to make it delicious. So he says, don't lose your sleep over this. Don't get a heart attack. It's the same exact law, like apple pie, like crackers, and like cake. If you're koveya se'uda, yes. If not, not. That's what he says. So why did the Shulchan Aruch say amotzi? Because most people are koveya se'uda. That's the Taz. Comes along the Taz in the name of the Emek HaBracha and says, no. Ra'iti shemechalek ben milui be. Anyone know what those words are? I don't know. Shin mem yud something. Let's just say milui be apples from our perspective. Le milui basar. Vitagim. Mitam, for the following reason. Why is filling a dough on the top, a dough on the bottom, and an apple pie in between different than Frank's in the blankets? The basar vitagim ba'im la petapat, val ken havita filapat. Mashen ken bapeirot. Comes along the Emek HaBracha and says, why is meat there? Meat is there as part of the bread, which means it's part of the meal. But when you put in fruit in between, namely you have a fruit pie, you're not there in order to make the meal better. What's that called in our language?
Dessert.
In other words, comes along the Emek HaBracha and says, I have two things on the table. I have dough with meat in the middle, and I have dough with fruit in the middle. What's the difference between the two?
That's a meal.
This is a sandwich, just it's not bread, it's dough, same idea. And this, the apple pie, is dessert. Namely, according to the Emek Bracha, the Shulchan Aruch indeed said this pata babekistin, which is either apple pie or cake or crackers. Those are desserts. But when it comes to things that you eat in the meal, it's always hamotzi. Why is it always hamotzi? Because a sandwich doesn't have to necessarily be with what we call bread. It can also be with dough. After all, I didn't bring this on the sheet. If you baked dough, not bread, would you have to take challah from it? Hineni muchanu mizuman to bake dough. The dough is going to be the thing that I'm going to put the wraps of turkey in. Do you have to take challah if you don't have enough? Absolutely you have to. There's dough, namely this flour, and there's water, and you mix it together. If you have enough, and it's thick batter, according to all poskim, you have to take challah. That's an Isa. And ultimately, comes along the Taz and says it can't be. And he proves from the Beit Yosef why. You can see it in the small print, that the Beit Yosef itself said that meat and fish is no different than fruit or anything else you put in the middle.
But if you're at the fruit,
because he ultimately says this can't be. But the Mishnah Berurah accepts this and says beautifully, Hainu afilu b'dolo dekavaylehu, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you took Frank's in the blankets. And you didn't kovei a seuda. You wanted as what you call a snack, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hamotzi. Very much like what? Simply, if you eat a sandwich because you're on the go, you're about to board a plane, you quick, 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 a sandwich. That's more like a snack because it's going to serve you a meal on the plane, right? Mm-hmm. Would you have to make hamotzi? 100%, says the Mishnah Berurah. Tell me apple pie, I see dessert. This on the table right here, this is called what? A rugalach. What do I see? This is a meal?
No.
Imagine you sat down to the main meal and they served you rugalach. Here you go, whole plate of rugalach. You'd say, what are you, nuts? If you have nothing better to do in your life, okay. That's a pata baba kisni. But if you take that same plate and you put on it Frank's in the blankets, what does the Mishnah Berurah see? According to his understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, he sees a meal. So therefore he says, pata baba kisnin is indeed desserts. But Frank's in the blankets, pizza, borekas with cheese in the middle, calzones, these are all meals. And therefore, even if you didn't kaveh seuda, you didn't eat enough of it, you ate a crumb, it's a meal, you have to bench. He continues, ve'lo tami lepata babichistin. And don't tell me it's like those three examples we said at the beginning. Namely, it's not like apple pie, it's not like cake, and it's not like crackers. De'lo mevarech aleyu hamotzi, be'de'lo kaveh seuda aleyu. De'shani hatam, de'en asiru nalo lekinoach seuda v'lemetika. Those things are there for desserts. And indeed, if you think of the examples, they are desserts, right? Apple pie, cake, and a cracker. Okay, cracker maybe not, but maybe at the end of the meal, if you assert pretzels, people would always understand that was dessert. Mashen ken pashtida. Not so with regard to the flanks and the blankets, and anything that has cheese or meat or fish in it. Why? Shememule bebasar derech leochlam lereavon vekadeli spoa. Do you see anyone in their right mind say, I need a snack? So they go to the kitchen, and instead of going to the snack drawer, they go to the refrigerator, they take out a turkey wrap, they put it into the microwave, they put it on a plate, they take a fleishik spoon, a fork and knife, and they go and they say, I'm eating a snack. What are you, crazy? That's a meal! So therefore, we have a very interesting problem here with our pizza. According to the Taz, pizzas like pata babichistin, all the rules and regulations of pata babichistin would apply to pizza. According to the Mishnah Berurah,
it's a meal.
And it's, now, seeing these two points of view, which one do you think is more pshat in the Shulchan Aruch?
The Mishnah Berurah.
It reads straight, right? Pashtida ne'efa betanor bebasar bedagim ubegvinam bevarech alav amotzi ubirkat amazon. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, with due respect to the Taz, even though he tries to prove from the Beit Yosef, not so. Beit Yosef is the same Shulchan Aruch. It seems like it reads straight. Reads very, very, very straight that Frank's in the blankets and pizza are things that you make a motzi on even if you eat a crumb of it. Doesn't have the rules and regulations of pata babichisnin. Now, I'm going to throw in a monkey wrench. Number one, seems like the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah read straight. Therefore, every time you eat pizza, you have to wash and bench. Two, even if it is pata babichisnin, do you know anyone today that eats pizza as a snack?
No, it's a meal.
Everyone. Most people eat it as a meal. I'm going out for pizza for lunch. They don't go, I'm going out for pizza for... They go to the ice cream store for a snack. You know anyone in their right mind that's, I'm going to eat pizza as a snack. You know, in between breakfast and lunch, I eat a piece of pizza. People bring pizza for dinner for sometimes. You know, when the mother or the father of the house can't cook, they go get pizza. What do you think? They go get pizza in order to eat a snack? You have no snack? You go on and go to snack. You go to the makolet and you buy an artik. You buy your ices and an ice cream, and that's a snack. So therefore, even if you agree with the Taz that it's indeed pata babichisnin, today people consider it as
a meal.
Three. What did we say last time? That even if you say it's pata babichisnin, and even if you say that you have to eat a quantity of it, many people do eat a good quantity of
pizza.
Now, we said there was three different points of view. What's kviat seuda? If you go by the most machmir position, you understand very well that it's very, very, very little. Namely, that we're not talking about more than two slices. And most people eat two slices. Now, you can understand that in some pizza stores, they say it's a pata babichisnin. Namely, they don't agree with the Mishnah Berurah here.
Yeah.
Two, kviat seuda doesn't mean just you want it to be a meal, but you have to eat a certain quantity. And therefore, what did the sign say? If you eat one slice, mamizonos. And if you eat two slices, hamotzi. Now you understand they're being mekel twice. Number one, they're being mekel against the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishnah Berurah explained it. And number two, they're being mekel that the shi'ur kviat seuda is not in your mind, but it's in quantity. So that's a kula on a kula. So therefore, when people ask me, I personally say, if you want my honest to goodness opinion, pizza is exactly the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah. It's always hamotzi. If you want to say it's pata babichistin, I say, well, you're making a meal out of it, so you have to go. If you really have to be mekel, you're on the run, then yes, there's the quantity of two slices, one slice. I can understand that point of view, but you're mekel twice already. You're twice removed. But I want to add on to this. When you eat pizza, usually, you go to the store, many a times you don't just eat pizza. What else do you eat?
Oh, ice cream.
Oh, ice cream with the pizza. Okay, ice cream is definitely a dessert. Last time we learned, if you look on the bottom here, that the Magen Avraham against the Aruch HaShulchan has a question. If you say Kfiyat Suda, it's not in your mind, but it's in quantity. How do you measure the quantity?
So you
would have asked me at night, I would have said, oh, how much dough are you eating? You're eating 3-4 beitzim of dough? You're eating 2-3 beitzim of dough? Says the Magen Avraham, no, Niarli, the im kavasu dato alav, afo pisha chalimo basarit varim achilim, filu achalo levado lo yasavim memeno, afilu hachem evarech hamotzi vegimu brachot. Says the Magen Avraham, if you eat 3 crackers at the Kiddush, and with the crackers you ate 4 pieces of herring, and tuna fish and egg salad, after your cholesterol levels, after you ate all of that, talk to your doctor. But, says the Magen Avraham, if you eat all of that, even though you didn't eat enough crackers to get to the sheer Kfiyat Se'uda, you still make Hamotzi. Why? Because the whole plate becomes one. So if you're eating pizza, assuming it's Pata Babichistin, and I'm not assuming, but let's assume for the kicks that indeed it's Pata Babichistin, and you're eating with it French fries, or a side dish of some sort, it's Mitztaref. So eventually, very quickly, you're going to get to sheer Kfiyat Se'uda. So therefore, if you just eat one slice of pizza and you leave, if you're mekel twice, okay, I can understand the mizonos. But if you eat pizza with something else, you're already at shiur kfiyat seuda. Finally, when we talk about kfiyat seuda, the Shulchan Aruch adds, and this is at the end of the source sheet, something else. He says, "Pata babichistin mevarech ala borei menem zavod rechav birkat b'chad me'en shalosh ve'im achal mimena shiur sha'achirim regalim likvo alav." So let's say you go to the store and you buy a pie. Pie has 8 slices. Everyone eats 1 slice of pizza. Mo, I am not full with 1 slice of pizza. Me, Yehoshua. But my kids are. People around the table are. 1 slice, they're fine. They're fine till dinner. Do I make a motzi or don't I? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? You do. You go by what most people do. It says the Bir Halacha. The Huda Tarosh Cholek Al Arayvet. The Ravid says, if you're personally savea, satiated with just a little bit, you make hamotzi. Even though people at the table need 2 slices, you need 1, you make hamotzi. The Rosh disagrees. He says, you go by most people. Well, let's think. Most people eat 1 slice. That's good. Some people eat 2 slices. So therefore, in my humble opinion, when it gets to pizza, we ultimately, have... in my opinion, a very straight Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that say, pizza is different. The minute you don't fill it up with things that are sweet, but you fill it up with meal stuff, namely, you're filling it up with chicken and meat, and not with sugar and apple pie, then it's always hamotzi. It's a sandwich. A sandwich doesn't have to be 2 slices of bread. It can be turkey wraps. So therefore, I personally have always washed, in the last few years since I learned this, on turkey wraps. Because I believe it's a meal. When I eat a turkey wrap, it's a meal. Sometimes it's my only meal. It's all I eat for lunch. Frank's in the blankets. You go to a shmor. I stay away from them if there's no place to wash and bench for that reason. However, if you want to say like the Taz, number 2, that no, it's pata babichistin, well, let's see. At the shmor, maybe it's a snack. You add 1 little Frank in the blanket, like tiny. But if you ate a few of them already, you're getting to kfiyat seuda. Number 3, if you eat Franks in the blankets together with a piece of meat and a piece of this and all those things they have at the shmorg, it's mitztaref biyachad, you're already getting to kfiyat seuda. So take the same situation, Franks in the blankets, you get 1 or 2 or 3, not enough for kfiyat seuda. And on the same plate you put potatoes, and you put a little vegetables, and you put a little salad, it's all mitztaref to kfiyat seuda. So therefore, I believe it's going to still be a motzi, according to the Taz. The only way you say it's not a motzi is if you're making on everything I just said. Number 1, even though it has meat in it, it's pata babichisnin. 2, you have to measure it by quantity, not by your mindset. 3, the quantity is only in grain, not everything else on the plate. If you make a 1, 2, and 3, then I can understand you make a mizonos. But that seems already too far-fetched, as we say in Yiddish, for me. It seems to me when a person eats a turkey wrap, when they eat Frank's Lemonade, it's their meal. They're not eating it as a snack. And therefore, in my humble opinion, pizza is indeed different. Pizza is a meal, as the Shulchan Aruch said, and I quote again, Pashtida nefa betanur, bebasar betagim, o begvina. It is a what?
A meal.
A meal. Two. If you don't want to say it's a meal, it's a regular pot of babichistin, most people eat it as a meal, so therefore, it's still a motzi. Three. The only way you're going to say that you have to eat a quantity is according to the point of view that says kviyat tzedakah goes by quantity. Well, quantity could be very small, could be very big. The only way you can take the same pizza and say it's one slice of pizza is a mizonos, and let's go over this again, it's going to be as follows. One, you have to assume that it's pata babichistin, it's not a sandwich. Two, you have to assume that one slice of pizza is not a meal, but it's a snack. Hard for me to assume that way today. Very hard. I can't even say it, but I'll say it for the sake of this shir. Three, it's pata babichistin, it's a snack, and you didn't need a big quantity of it. The quantity is only measured by the dough. So what do you have on a pizza? You have dough, and you have on top of it tomato sauce, and on top of it you have cheese, and sometimes you have extra cheese. Only dough, don't have enough. If you say all those three things, namely, pizza is pata babichisnin, it's a snack, and you didn't eat enough dough, then I can see the mizonos. But as you can see from the way I'm talking, it's very hard for me to see all of this coming together and me saying to you right now that it's a mizonos. And why do I say that? Because let's be honest with one another. When you eat a turkey wrap or you eat pizza, it's a meal. And if you don't want to say it's a meal, then why do they serve it as lunch, at lunch, as the main course? And therefore, in my humble opinion, when you eat these things, you have to always make hamotzi. It's no different than a sandwich. And I'll be honest with you. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch again. You eat an egg salad sandwich, everyone would say you have to make hamotzi. Oh, hamotzi, absolutely. A little tiny egg salad sandwich, a little, you know the way they make a sandwich today, right? They take a piece of bread that's square, they turn it into two triangles. You ever seen that? I never understood why they did that. What does that do? That makes you think you're eating two sandwiches? It's one sandwich. You just cut it in half. I never understood that. Let's say you take a slice of pizza. You cut it in half. Does that mean you, in your mind, you think you have two slices? It's a psychological cut in half. So from one square, geborin, two triangles. So you eat a triangle. The triangle has epis a little bit. You didn't even finish the triangle. Everyone agrees you have to make amotzi. Are you satiated from that? V'achalta v'savata uveirachta, says the pasuk. Are you satiated from that? Sometimes I don't even get to a kezayit. But amotzi bread, amotzi, absolutely. On the other hand, you're eating a slice of pizza. You go to the store, you eat a slice of pizza, you eat a turkey wrap. Let me ask you a question. You finish that turkey wrap. Are you satiated from it?
Yes.
I think so. So quite frankly, it just is illogical to me, based on the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that you can call any of these things, anything with cheese and with meat and with anything that has to do with meals, a pata babichisnin. No, it's just a snack. And therefore, in my humble opinion, anytime you eat pizza, even if it's one crumb, the bracha will be hamotzi. It doesn't go with the rules and regulations of pata babichistin. And even though the Taz said what he said, the Taz himself says that you're kovei seuda. You have to make hamotzi, and most people do today. So therefore, with due respect to my dear colleagues, in my humble opinion, even if you want to be maker like the Taz, a turkey wrap is indeed a bracha of hamotzi all the time, both according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch as the Mishnah Berurah understands it, and according to the Taz, because it's a meal and not a snack. Adkan.